Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Metro Redline riders, brace yourselves. It's going to be a rough few weeks as SafeTrack Surge 6 starts today with single tracking between Tacoma and Silver Spring.
This is not pretty, but it is oh so necessary.
Montgomery County Councilor Roger Berliner says all Red Line riders will be affected during surges 6 and 7. Montgomery County Transportation Director Al Roshdie.
We expect that we're going to have major delays that could add an hour each way to your commutes.
Berliner says you need to look at all of your alternatives.
Study them up and do everything you can to avoid being discombobulated.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There is some good news for Orange and Silver Line riders in Northern Virginia. Metro has reopened the East Falls Church Station for the first time since a train derailed there early last Friday morning. Police have identified the two people who died in the flash flooding in Ellicott City Saturday night. One of the victims was 35-year-old Jessica Watsula of Lebanon, Pennsylvania. The other, 38-year-old Joseph Blevins of Windsor Mill, Maryland.
One victim was washed away as a pedestrian. The second person was in an automobile with another person. One was able to go to safety, and the other one, unfortunately, was carried downstream.
Officials say the months-long recovery facing Ellicott City could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Floodwaters damaged nearly every home and business along Main Street. Republican nominee Donald Trump is feuding with the Muslim parents of an army captain who died a hero in Iraq. Well, it started last Thursday night as the nation was waiting to hear from Hillary Clinton.
It was perhaps the most emotional moment at the Democratic convention, but with a political point. Khazir Khan and his wife Ghazala, whose son Humayun died in Iraq in 2004, blasting Donald Trump and his proposals to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. and for surveillance of Islamic centers and neighborhoods.
You have sacrificed nothing and no one.
On ABC's This Week, Trump responded that yes, he has sacrificed.
I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those
I've
are
done
sacrifices?
A lot. Oh, sure. I think they're sacrifices.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Federal investigators will be interviewing the ground crew of a hot air balloon that crashed and burned in Texas on Saturday, killing all 16 people aboard. Investigators have recovered 14 personal electronic devices from the crash site. Those will be sent to a lab here in Washington for analysis. A court appearance scheduled today in Cincinnati suggests that a man accused of plotting to attack the U.S. Capitol in support of ISIS may be having a change of heart about his plea. Christopher Lee Cornell has pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from the January 2015 arrest. But a change of plea hearing notice was filed in federal court in Cincinnati, and such notices often signal plans to plead guilty. The Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration admits it erroneously issued commercial driver's licenses to over 250 illegal immigrants. And now it's telling each of them their license will be canceled within 30 days if they cannot prove their citizenship or permanent residency. A recent internal audit at the MVA revealed that the agency had issued commercial driver's licenses to many immigrants who have work permits through the federal Temporary Protected Status Program, but that status does not qualify them to have a commercial driver's license. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,432. The NASDAQ at 5162. Sports Gio Gonzalez has another quality start, but the Nats lose to the Giants. The O's beat Toronto, and Jimmy Walker wins the PGA Championship. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff. Big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement, some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, let's begin, coming eastbound first as you push through Manassas, Volume, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and up at the Beltway. Westbound, really starting to see a delay here with this road work. It's in the opposite flow of the commute, but when you're narrowed to one lane as you come out in Gainesville toward Haymarket, that's why we have delays. So extra time westbound, again, leaving the Gainesville area. Eastbound, you're okay. On 395, heavy off the Beltway, the landmark, the crash on the shoulder. Then we're really getting bogged down across the 14th Street Bridge onto lower 14th Street. DDOT and crews say they're looking for possibility of some road work that's set up in place there. Around to the Beltway we go. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. 295 northbound, brief delays at the Naval Research Lab. We like that. Top side of the Beltway, Maryland College Park to Silver Spring. In case you missed it, University Boulevard repairs continue from the water main breaks yesterday. Closed University Boulevard between Piney Branch Road and Carroll Avenue. Your alternates, try New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
91 today, sunshine with clouds this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. Isolated showers, thunder showers are possible today. Could be at any time, but better chance this afternoon. Tonight, 74, storm threat early. Isolated showers, thunder showers tomorrow. Rain not widespread, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Stafford, 70 in Greenville. 77 degrees in Washington. What will the Obamas do post-White House? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Yeah, it's 7:07 on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 8:05, Tucker Carlson. Fox's channel daily caller and just an all-around bon vivant. He'll be here at 8:05. At 8:35, former Baltimore Police Chief Anthony Batts. Can't wait to talk to him about what happens now after Freddie Gray, after the charges are dropped. How does that city pick up? How does that prosecutor's office continue to work with that police department? Can't wait for that. That's at 8:35. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line now is legal analyst Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
All right, I want to start with Hillary Clinton on Fox News Sunday yesterday. Chris Wallace was asking some tough questions and said basically when it comes to all that discussion about your emails, well, the FBI director had some very harsh things to say about your position.
After a long investigation, FBI Director James Comey said none of those things that you told the American public were true.
Chris, that's not what I heard Director Comey say, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to, in my view, clarify. Director Comey said that my answers were truthful and what I've said is consistent with what I have told the American people.
Oh, it goes on and on from there, but just know this. Even the Washington Post, Joe DeGeneva, has declared that that is such a bald-faced lie that they've given it four Pinocchios.
Five will do, maybe six, perhaps seven. It's pretty clear that Mrs. Clinton is a pathological liar. Watching her perform like that smoothly effortlessly shows you just how deep-seated the pathology of falsehood is with her. It is amazing to watch someone who's lived a lie her entire life to tell a lie repeatedly. Whatever Donald Trump's shortcomings are, they are nothing compared to this woman who really represents kind of the worst in American politics. And there she sits on top of the Democratic Party. How wonderful.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, are you just saying that she's pretty much learned all of the wrong lessons from seeing her husband as president? Because it really was reminiscent. That's not what I heard Director Comey say. But look at the words. Look at the words right here. I don't care what you heard. Here they are.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, this is a woman who has decided that anything is worth doing or saying to accomplish her ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And a lot of Democrats, a huge number of Democrats agree with her. They have given up their moral compass for power. It's really quite remarkable. It's a very, very sad state of one of our two great parties.
You know, she also said in this interview, I'm going to quote her now because she was asked about this hack of the DNC servers. And we haven't talked to you about this too much, Joe, but I'm going to quote her here. Listen to this. We know that Russian intelligence services hacked into the DNC, and we know that they arranged for a whole lot of those emails to be released, and we know that Donald Trump has shown a very troubling willingness to back up Putin and to support Putin. So, first of all, who's we? Because I haven't heard the Obama administration
heard anybody say that
Russian intelligence services...
Everything she said, not surprisingly, is false. Neither the FBI nor the Director of National Intelligence have confirmed or stated categorically that it was the Russians. There are suspicions that it were. There are little fingerprints that have been left technologically, that lean towards the Russians. But they do not know that. And for her to say that, the only reason she's saying it, obviously, is to beef up the narrative that Trump is trying to get the Russians to help hack into Hillary's computer. I'm quite certain that the Chinese and the Russians were already in Hillary's computer a long time ago, several different servers up in Chappaqua. But again, this is a marvelous thing to watch as the mainstream media, totally complicit in the falsehoods that she puts out, can barely contain themselves. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures of the mainstream media celebrating her coronation at the convention.
Oh, yes. Wolf Blitzer partied up with wine and dancing.
Yeah, Wolf Blitzer having a little bit of Mogan David.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty astonishing stuff. Hey, let's move on to another topic, if we could. The Freddie Gray case. All charges have been dropped in that particular case.
Yes.
We're going to talk to the former Baltimore police chief about that at 8:35 this morning. Your take on Marilyn Mosby and what should happen now?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious that that press conference she held the other day where she was screaming and yelling about a rigged system. Now, the rigged system is the one that she runs. This is remarkable. This is a woman who is an elected public prosecutor complaining about the judge, the jury, the police. The only thing she didn't complain about was the clerk of the court. I mean, it's just a remarkable performance. This woman is a clear and present danger to the fair administration of justice. All of the things that she said publicly were completely refutable. And it really raises the issue about whether or not she is stable enough to be a prosecutor. She reminded me much of Mike Nifong, the North Carolina Duke lacrosse prosecutor, who lied his way through an entire prosecution and then was revealed to have hidden evidence. She is at war with her own police department, with former police chiefs, with current police chiefs, with the police department, with the state police, and with the governor of the state. Now, you know, remember the old saying, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong? All these Marylanders can't be wrong, and she's the only one who's right. This is pretty remarkable. By the way, she's being sued by five of the officers for malicious prosecution. They probably don't have much of a chance of winning, but her out-of-court statements that she made at various news conferences may very well be actionable.
Hey, Joe, let's also talk about the stunning announcement last week to drop all charges against the man who had been convicted in murder.
Ingmar Gwandike.
Yeah, right. That guy. You love saying his name, don't you?
No, I just happen to remember it.
Ingmar Gwandike, yeah. Chandra Levy, where do we go from here now on this?
Well, nowhere now. And this is people have to remember this. This is really important stuff. This shows how important it is to have a good police department and a basic police department. When Chandra Levy disappeared in May of 2001, it was a missing persons case. They interviewed, you know, the congressman Gary Condit. He was a suspect. They didn't, you know, they had it all figured out. They knew the affair. But here's the one thing they didn't do. They knew that she was jogging in Rock Creek Park, and they went out there and they searched. But you know what they did? They only searched within a few feet of the area where she had been jogging. 15 feet wider, and there was the body and all of her clothing and her phone. And the reason they didn't search, now the body was found a year later. Remember, she disappeared May 2001. The body is found May 2002 by a man walking a dog. Of course, there's no, at that point, there's no type of evidence that can be obtained which would have matched her up with a defendant. Charles Ramsey, then police chief, purposely limited the search range around that area. And if he had not done that, they would have found that body in May of 2001, and there would have been a real investigation. Instead, you have this phony explanation a year later about why they didn't search wide enough, why there wasn't enough evidence. And remember this, when she disappeared, the police knew at the very beginning of the investigation that two other women had been physically assaulted in the very same 100-yard zone, and they didn't match it up, and they didn't put together, and they didn't understand that this guy, Gwandiki, was the same guy involved in those two assaults. This is a story of police incompetence and a bad police chief. That's what this is about. It's all about bad policing, bad fundamentals, and bad crime scene searches.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much for joining
us. You bet, guys.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
95 in good shape this morning, just until you get down to merge onto the outer loop of the Beltway, where we have our normal stop and go heading around toward George Avenue. 270, once you get by the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown, you'll hit a bit of slowdowns as you merge on through to the Beltway into Rockville. No problems to report continuing across the Legion Bridge, Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. Silver Spring, water main repairs continue. We have a closure on University Boulevard between Carroll Avenue and Piney Branch, and one of your options for you, New Hampshire Avenue. Avenue is the workaround. Better news in Virginia. Utility repairs continue, but northbound Route 1 Richmond Highway reopened at Lukens Lane. Southbound, we still have one lane block that's the opposite flow of the commute, and we're doing okay to get through. 395 and Landmark crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for cloudy skies this afternoon, a high today of 91, tonight 74 degrees, tomorrow 89 degrees. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, temperatures from the mid to upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 76 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with a credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Harry Potter mania has hit London once again. No, it's not a new, well, it is kind of a new book, but it's really a new play on the West End, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It's done in two parts, sort of like the old Nicholas Nickleby play or Angels in America, where you can see it in a marathon all-day session, you know, see part one in a Saturday matinee and then see part two Saturday night, or you can see it two consecutive nights if you want.
All right.
Either way, they're making a whole lot of money.
Sounds like it.
It's called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and you're going to wait a while until you see it here in the States. There's discussions to bring it to New York for Broadway, but not quite to fruition yet. You can buy the book, though. They released the book. It's in a play format, so you'd read it, you know, like you're reading a script.
Like you're reading a script.
Yeah, and it's got, but it's all funked up with a whole bunch of, you know, stage directions and sketches of the set and all of that stuff. And apparently,
so they took the play transcript, basically.
Yes.
What do you call that?
That's a script.
The script.
Yeah.
And they just made it a book.
They published it and they put it out there. But
and
they
people
also
will buy this.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
Yep. And you can see the whole latest chapter, so to speak, of Harry Potter's life. And this depicts
Harry Potter exits stage right.
Depicts Harry Potter as an adult. It's called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. And J.K. Rowling on the red carpet there on opening night said, yep, Harry's done. Harry's story is done. She said, he goes on a very big journey during these two plays. And then, yeah, I think we're done. This is the next generation, you know.
You don't think he's done.
Well, Harry may be done, but the whole
Wizarding World continues.
Oh, no. I don't think
there is a film coming out called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them that is based on the whole Wizarding World that J.K. Rowling has created. And just by saying that Harry is done doesn't mean that there aren't going to be new movies or plays or books, because this story, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, talks about Harry's child.
Well, that,
and so that'll be the new story.
Well, and this would be a lot sort of what Star Wars people are doing.
Exactly.
You know, they're having stories that have nothing to do with the original storyline,
sure,
just the characters in that world, in that universe.
Correct.
That's
correct. Yeah. So there you go. There's your latest on Harry Potter franchise.
Right.
By the way, speaking of blockbuster, gajillionaire movie franchises. That's right. Last night was Sharknado the Fourth Awakens. Is the name of the fourth Sharknado movie.
All right.
It took place in Las Vegas. We told you about this a week ago. And is it me, or did this just sort of come and go with a whimper?
I don't remember a great... They must have seen the thing in advance and decided, let's not promote this.
Oh, why? Because they were afraid it was a cheesy, schlocky film with really bad special effects? Because that would have also described Sharknados 1 through 3, Brian Wilson. I don't know if that was why. You had Tara Reid back in her character. You had Gilbert Gottfried in it. I love me some Gilbert Gottfried. He was a storm chaser in this one. I have not seen it. I'll look forward to seeing it, though, sometime in the next day or two. But it didn't get a whole lot of hype on social media as the first several Sharknado films did. Maybe it's possible now that the entire Sharknado franchise has, dare I say it, jumped the shark.
I was waiting for that.
Also, Justin Timberlake has been given a Decade Award by the Teen Choice Award deliverers. For the past 10 years now, this is according to E! Online, Justin Timberlake has dominated the industry, and tonight the talented star was recognized for all his work in entertainment by being honored with the Decade Award. So for an entire decade, Justin Timberlake has been the favorite teen in music for teens in America. So there you go, Justin Timberlake. I mean, it's better than giving it to that other Justin.
Yeah.
The Bieber kid.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right?
Of the two Justins, he's my favorite.
Is that your better Justin?
Yeah.
That's Justin Alpha for you, is it?
Yeah, I like Timberlake. I think he's a fun guy.
All right. Well, there it is.
I don't have a lot of Timberlake on my iPod.
You don't? Do you have a lot of Bieber?
No Bieber.
There's no Bieber.
My iPod, my phone really, is a Bieber-free zone.
Okay.
But Bieber.
But a little bit of Justin Timberlake.
Well, maybe a little.
So you're right in there with the Teen Choice crowd.
Listen, I think he's a funny guy. I think he's an engaging fellow and a pretty talented performer.
All right.
And a good dancer.
Oh, this has to end. It's 7:22.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience purchasing a car. When you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, oh, you know, what if I have problems with this car? And what if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you can have confidence in these guys. And by the way, you can have confidence in the deals that they're going to give you, because Ted Britt Summer Sales event is going on right now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt also has two Harley Davidson locations, so you can get your hog there at Ted Britt. My gosh, why not just check them out? Go to one of Ted Britt's 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Get your tickets now for the largest county fair in Virginia at the Prince William County Fairgrounds, August 12th through the 20th. Discounted tickets can be purchased through August 11th at 10624 Dumfries Road in Manassas. For more, visit pwcfair.com.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds. 1-800-270-5262. That's 1-800-270-5262. 1-800-270-5262.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
It is 7:25. Excuse me, on WMAO, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Safe surge track number 6 now in effect through Sunday, August 7th. And I want to put this out there because definitely we'll put more commuters on the road. So watch for congestion. Red line, single tracks between Silver Spring and Tacoma Park under surge number 6. So for red line trains between Glenmont and Noma Gallaudet, definitely expect longer lines and crowded trains. So plan for that. Well, we plan for this every morning. Beltway delays. We see this from College Park to George Avenue. Nothing unusual there. 270, it's just been about the volume and stretches. To the Wilson Bridge, the delay that we did have back at St. Barnabas Road actually improving. It's after St. Barnabas Road now. 395 on the improve as well. The crash and landmark had been moved over to the shoulder, then jammed across the 14th Street Bridge heading in through town. 66 in the westbound direction. It's road work slowing you, leaving Gainesville narrowed to one lane. Eastbound volume in Manassas and Centerville. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine this morning mixes with clouds, increasing overcast with isolated showers, thunder showers, mainly second half of the day, 91. And that threat will linger into early tonight, 74. Tomorrow, hit miss on thunderstorms once again, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It is now 7:26. I think today we should have flora news, or botanical news. We have critter news is a tribute to all things that are fauna.
Yes.
I think we should have one for flora.
Really? Because we talk about plants a lot, do we?
Yeah, well, I think we should today, because, I mean, there's an amazing plant down at the Botanical Garden Conservatory. It's like, 6 feet tall, and it's a big bulbous-looking thing that's about to bloom. And they say when it blooms, the colors are spectacular. And they say it really is one of the most beautiful flowers one could ever see, that's visually.
Mm-hmm.
But however, to see it, you have to endure the fact that it is very stinky.
Yeah,
I mean, it is. It's not just a little stinky. It is like, hold your nose or you're going to puke stinky.
Yeah.
And it's that bad. And they say it smells like rotting fish, trash, sneakers, all the worst smells you can imagine, all sort of mixed up in one big giant aroma.
All right. Well, I'll be steer clear of the Botanical Garden for sure, Botanical Garden Conservatory. And I'll just Google an image, which I just did. And there you go. It's a big flower, and I've seen it.
Okay. There you go. And people will be lined up around the block to endure this. It's 7:27.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 67076.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Mortgage rates are pushing all-time lows. This is Dan Smith with Private Plus Mortgage, and our clients are locking in 30-year rates in the threes and 15s in the twos. So call Private Plus today for your all-time low. You deserve it.
888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 758195. Call toll-free for credit costs and terms.
So the debates have been set for the coming fall season, and two of those debates are up against NFL games. So what are you going to watch? You're going to watch the debate, or are you going to watch yourself some football? We'll talk about it coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Officials say the repair and restoration of Old Town Ellicott City could take months and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Governor Larry Hogan toured the devastation yesterday.
It was shocking and devastating, but what was incredible, that was the bad side of it, seeing the terrible devastation. The good side was watching some really heroic rescues and seeing the first responders and just the neighbors that were helping each other out of the cars as they were floating by.
Flash flooding Saturday night affected nearly every home and business on Main Street in Ellicott City and killed two people whose cars were swept away in the floodwaters. Metro's SafeTrack Surge number 6 is starting today. This time it's the Red Line riders who will feel the squeeze. The Red Line will be continuously single-tracking between Silver Spring and Tacoma today through next Sunday. Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner says,
"This is a time when we should remember that old scouting phrase, be prepared."
Montgomery County's transportation chief says Red Line delays during Surge 6 could add an hour each way to your commute. Donald Trump continues to take heat from all sides after lashing out over the weekend at the parents of a fallen American soldier.
Gold Star father Kazir Khan, who while honoring his son on stage at the Democratic National Convention, said Trump had sacrificed nothing. Over the weekend, Trump responded,
"I made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs."
Khan hit back during an interview on CNN's State of the Union, telling Jim Acosta,
"This person is totally incapable of empathy. I want his family to counsel him, teach him some empathy. He will be a better person if he could become, but he is a black soul."
Correspondent Kristen Holmes reporting. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,432, the NASDAQ at 5162. Sports, the Giants hold the Nationals to just 3 hits to earn a split of the series. The O's beat Toronto to reclaim first place in the AL East. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. It's just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, hang tight here with the volume that's forming through New Carrollton and Greenbelt. The crash cleared out of the travel lanes on the outer loop as you approach the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, so it should be getting a little bit better there. Once beyond, you'll hit that normal stop and go from 95 to George Avenue. 29 have the delays pushing down through to the Beltway, but I've had nothing reported along the way. For 270, it's been about the volume and southbound 270, just past Route 80 Urbana. It looks like we may have an incident that just happened. Crews are responding, so keep alert if you're in that stretch. That's before you get to the exit for 109. On the northbound side of 270 in Rockville, had a crash. Trying to get that to the right shoulder. 66 heading through Manassas and Centerville at the volume Fair Oaks. And as you head over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, improving westbound. Still dealing with the road work, but as you leave Gainesville, need a little extra time going west on 66. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry morning for most of us. We'll continue to see clouds increase, though. So early morning sun and then a stray shower thunderstorm from about midday on, 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Arlington, 72 in Frederick, 77 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we'll be talking to Tucker Carlson, he of Fox News and the Daily Caller. Then at 8:35, former Baltimore Police Chief Anthony Batch is going to join us to talk about the dismissal of charges and the Freddie Gray matter. What should happen now? That's coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
America loves professional football, and I want to know from you right now, given the choice between watching an NFL game in prime time or watching a presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, which will you choose? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And by the way, you have to imagine that maybe the Redskins are playing one of those games, or
I'm
maybe
trying to figure that out.
The Ravens are playing one of those games if you're still one of those Ravens fans, or wherever your NFL allegiance lies, or is it lay? Which will you choose, football or the debates? We ask because it is now revealed that the schedule of these debates, which, by the way, apparently was set quite some time ago, like a year and a half ago, it conflicts with multiple NFL games. Here's Trump yesterday on ABC.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like. It's against two NFL games. I got a letter from the NFL saying, this is ridiculous. Why are the debates against? Because the NFL doesn't want to go against the debates.
According to CNN, no, he didn't get a letter from the NFL.
What's confusing about that statement, Jason, is that the NFL refuted it, saying, quote, while we'd obviously wish the debate commission could find another night, we did not send a letter to Trump.
Well, no, but it could have been an NFL owner or someone at the NFL. Whatever. The question is, should they change the schedule? Which would you watch? I think they should. I think that listen, there's always going to be something up against the debates. But, you know, whether it's a rerun of Gilmore Girls or Real Housewives of Potomac versus NFL, I mean, the NFL almost always gets huge ratings on a weekly basis, on a nightly basis. Right. And why do this? Why put the debate up against an NFL football game? It just doesn't make sense. Unless, of course, you're like the Clinton campaign during the primaries led by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and you don't want the American people to see your candidate. I think they should switch it. Otherwise, I don't know, I'll be torn. No, I'm kidding. I'll watch the debate.
Well, I did check, by the way. The Redskins are not in conflict with the, so there's that. Look, it's Monday night, September 26th, and Sunday night, October 9th. Those are the two dates that are in conflict with the NFL schedule. The other two dates are on a Wednesday and a Tuesday, so shouldn't be any problem there. Look, it's going to be hard to not watch the NFL game, but I guess I will watch the debate, mainly because, you know, that's my job. You know, to come in here and have something to say about what has happened the night before. So I can't imagine that I wouldn't. But the bigger question is, what will the American people do? And I think the American people, by and large, if I have a choice of watching those two go at it or watching the NFL teams go at it, I think they'll choose the NFL and by huge margins. I don't think there'll be much viewership at all.
All right. What do you think, Rick, in Fredericksburg? You're first up on WMI. Oh, boy, it's a good thing that Monday Night Football is on ESPN now, isn't it? If we're on ABC, ABC will be in a tough position.
Yeah.
Do we televise the debates or the game? Go, Rick. You're up.
Hey, Rick.
Morning, fellas. I don't pay too much attention to campaigns. People can run their mouth, say anything they want. I look at records. Trump doesn't have one, but Hillary sure does, and I know I don't want that. So I'll be watching football.
So you already know what you need to know. The debate.
I've got decades of experience knowing what I need to know. Nothing in that hour-long debate's going to change it. And you think maybe they're doing this because, you know, the more Hillary's out there, the more her poll numbers drop. So.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Rick says, what difference at this point does it make?
That's right.
He'll continue with his football.
He may have a big point.
Dan out there in Dulles.
Hey,
here
Dan.
On WMAL. Hey, Dan.
I absolutely going to watch the debate. It's my job as an American citizen to participate in our civil discourse of what politics, and why would I choose to watch sports and be a dumb American sports fan than do my job as a citizen?
All right, so you're shaming those who will choose football over the debate. All right.
Absolutely. I shame all dumb American sports fans for engaging in sports more than they do their politics and their family.
All right, Dan.
Well, there you go, Dan.
He's got some passionate feelings
there.
There
we go. Wow.
All right, Timmy in Fredericksburg, you're going to pick the debate or the football game. What do you say, Timmy?
Hey, Timmy.
I would definitely watch the debate before I would watch football.
Why is that?
I would watch Barney the Dinosaur before I would watch football.
Oh, well, you just don't like football.
Well, yeah, okay.
I'm not into sports. I think it's a complete waste of air time.
All right, Timmy.
Wow.
Well, all right. Well, then you're not really a good sample here on this one, then, because a lot of people do like football and sports in general.
Millions.
What's Timmy going to do for during the Olympics over the next 19 days? Eric in thank you, Timmy. Eric in Rockville, you're on WMAL. You picking football or the debate?
I'm watching football because I'm the opposite of the previous caller. The fix is in for the debate, so I'd rather watch football.
The fix is in. Who do you think the fix is in for?
Who has the most money? That's what I'm saying.
Well, personally or campaign wise? Because I think personally, Trump has more money. Campaign-wise, definitely Hillary has more money. Yeah. All right, yeah. Eric, thank you for that. We are taking your temperature. What are you going to watch, the football game or the debate, since they're conflicting in the schedule? Dan in Bethesda, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, two things real quick. First, if the polls are close, I'll watch the debate. But Major League Baseball probably got to these guys and said, hey, Tuesdays and Wednesdays could be baseball playoff game nights. So then you've got that going on at the same time. So it's just one more concern. It's a darn if you do and darn if you don't.
Well, yeah, definitely the October 4th and 9th and 19th could totally be playoff games.
Yeah,
I'm sure they will be playoff games.
Yeah.
So you got NFL, you got, oh, man, this is going to be, this is tough.
And see, the argument would be that the NFL is a regular season game and the baseball games are playoff games.
Right, and what if the
Nats... So if there's something to go up against, you mess with the regular season, not the playoffs.
And what if the Nats are in the playoffs?
Or now I'll be there.
Or the Orioles.
I'll be
there. Yeah, there we go.
All right, thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. 743 on WMAL.
Attention, homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
I implore you. Don't trust the sale of your home to just any real estate team. If you're serious about selling your home, you need to call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he will buy it. Frank has more experience and marketing expertise than other agents who make similar promises. Plus, Frank Prindle has more than 9,000 buyers already lined up in a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers. Frank creates demand, and with a proven track record of delivering 8% more than the average agent, well, you just can't go wrong. Ali was helping to sell his parents' home in Alexandria. They had received a cash offer on their own, you know, but they thought they could do better, and that's when they called Frank. Within 2 weeks, Frank delivered Ali's parents an offer for $25,000 over the previous offer. It's true, all agents are not the same, so call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell my home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at iTrustFrank.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria. Crash on West Braddock Road at Ridge Road. That puts it between North Quaker Lane and Russell Road. You'll have a little bit of volume through there, but police to direct you through. 395 as you come off the Beltway up ahead through Landmark slowing, but the earlier crash near Duke Street, I'm not seeing any signs of that left on the shoulder, so that looks good. We are jammed on the George Washington Parkway. The crash southbound south of 123. Again, on the George Washington Parkway for those slowdowns rapidly forming those delays. Northbound side, George Washington Parkway, have some volume to merge onto the Beltway, cross the Legion Bridge. 270, the volume through Urbana. Crews checked to see if there was an incident in the way, and they said it looks like lanes are open if there had been something there. Then you continue slow past 109, and again into Gaithersburg. We have a report of a stalled car slowing the southbound 270 ride. South on 95, heavy to merge to the outer loop delays in through to Silver Spring. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine this morning mixes with clouds, increasing overcast with isolated showers, thunder showers, mainly second half of the day, 91. And that threat will linger into early tonight, 74. Tomorrow, hit miss on thunderstorms once again, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It is now 746 on WMAL.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like. It's against two NFL games. I got a letter from the NFL saying, this is ridiculous. Why are the debates against? Because the NFL doesn't want to go against the debates.
No, the NFL doesn't want to go against the debates, and Donald Trump certainly doesn't want to go against the NFL. Hillary Clinton, they seem thrilled with this because they want as few people as possible watching those debates. You know, the more you see Hillary Clinton, the more you don't like her. Setting aside the fact that there will also be Major League Baseball playoff games, I don't know how you avoid that. Major League Baseball playoffs pretty much are every night during October, and or at least the early part of October, and that's when these debates are scheduled for. So what are we going to do here? 888-630-9625. Do you pick football and baseball, or do you pick the debates? How about Cynthia in Fairfax? You're on WMAL. Cynthia?
Hello.
Hi.
I say baseball and football because I can certainly put the debates on the DVR and that's not going to change anything. You got to watch the action while it's happening in a sport.
Right, so you got to see, watching sports on delay is very unsatisfying, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you already...
Wants to know the score before you finish watching.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, but couldn't you say the same for the debates? I mean, you know, who wants to watch the debate if you already know that, you know, this person made this gaffe or this person made this killer point?
Well, because me, it's not going to change my vote.
Well, see, that's
like
what I
want. What they have to say. But I'm sorry, I'm not voting for Hillary.
You know, all right. I wonder about that. I mean
Thanks, Cynthia.
There some fatigue setting in that people say, I'm just not going to watch. I'll just watch the highlights later. And that's how, by the way, quite frankly, a lot of people will decide what it is that they learn from the debates by watching the highlights. And if they watch one or two different channels, they'll get one view. If they watch another channel, they'll get a different.
Well, the debates are 2 months off. I think that the build-up to those debates, I think, are going to create enormous interest around them.
Know.
Sure, absolutely. How about Greg and Alexandria? You're on I think you're tired. That's what I think.
I'm not tired. I'm fascinated by this stuff, but I think there is a fatigue out there.
Greg, you're on WMAL.
I ain't always tired. I look forward to this season. I'm a glutton for the brutality, the potential for bloodshed and injury.
Yes.
The strategy and tactics. I'm definitely watching the debates.
Very funny.
As long as they don't wear pads, right?
Yeah.
All right, Greg. Thank you for that.
They may need them.
They might. Kevin and Stafford, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning.
Debates or football, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I would say the debate.
All right.
But why?
Why?
Because that's what God created SportsCenter for.
Ah, there you go. Good point.
I can get my highlights in 45 seconds on any game.
All right, Kevin. Well, I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Well, it's just going to be a challenge watching Hillary Clinton on stage for that long of a time. It was all I could do to get through that Chris Wallace interview yesterday.
Well, and that's what I was going
to
say.
America wants to watch her age daily for the next 4 years.
Listen, Kevin, I was going to say, you said that's what SportsCenter is for. But for those of you who do choose to watch the football game, we're sort of your SportsCenter for American politics every morning on Mornings on the Mall.
That's a great way to put it.
We'll be watching the debates.
The only thing about the highlights, though, is those political highlights get chosen for you many times, whereas the sports highlights, they are what they are.
Well, we will be giving you the highlights through our view and through our lens and perspective.
Occasionally, there may be a low light.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of the penalties, all the illegal use of the hands, all of the the unsportsmanlike conduct.
There's some of that.
We will give you all of that. By the way, that my favorite football call, my favorite penalty, unnecessary roughness.
Okay.
Think about that one. Mm. You know, a certain roughness is necessary. But then when you cross the line, you have now broached into unnecessary roughness.
We don't want that.
No, that's the last thing you want, and we will see plenty of it at the debates. It's 7:51.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I had a great weekend with my zero-res carpets. My gosh, it was so good to be home, you know, rolling around on those clean, soft, beautifully smelling carpets. I still wake up very early in the morning on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Meredith sleeps in. She needs your beauty sleep. I love that. She'll wake up. She'll come out there. Say, Larry, what are you doing on the carpets? Why is that? And it's my zero-res carpets. I love my zero-res carpets. I missed my zero-res carpets. You will have this kind of emotional bonding with your carpets if you call zero-res. They're the very best, and they will clean your carpets in such a way that you will think they're brand new. But here, there's more to it, because zero-res means zero residue. So the carpets are left without any residue, so that means it's a green, toxic-free, natural clean. It's safe for you. It's safe for the kids. So when you're done rolling around on your carpets, hugging them and welcoming them back into your lives, then you won't have any kind of grossness on your skin. Do what I did. Call Zero Res. Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Wow, that's a great deal. Minimum supply, $49 a room. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Honey, you're awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Let's see how your money's doing. Check in at the news desk at CNBC. Here's John Tarrant.
Good morning, guys. The clean energy car maker Tesla is merging with SolarCity in a deal that values the panel maker at just over $25 a share. It's all part of billionaire Elon Musk's plans for a one-stop shopping for hardware that powers a low-carbon lifestyle. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? After years of losses, Uber is selling its China business to its main competitor, Didi Chaoxing, for $35 billion. Uber's keeping 20% in the newly merged firm, however. Theatre owner AMC's become the latest chain to disappoint Wall Street in the wake of a slumping summer box office. Earnings per share halved. Later today, we'll hear from Dun and Bradstreet. On the economics front, we have reads on manufacturing and construction today at around 10 a.m. Eastern. GlaxoSmithKline is teaming up with Verily, once known as Google Life Sciences, to create new bioelectronic medicines to cure chronic diseases, hopefully. And Hershey is in the spotlight this morning after the New York Times published part of a memo that is said to reveal a corrupt corporate culture and allegations of insider trading. And that ain't sweet. I'm John Terrett, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
Have you ever looked to see what timeshares at your resort are selling for on eBay? This could bring you to tears. Is your timeshare getting harder and harder to book the week you want at the resort you want? Is that mortgage payment on your timeshare a lot more than the value you're getting out of it? How'd you like to just be done with it? Hey, it's Chris Plant, and you can be. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team, and I trust them. They will get you out legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares because those tricks still leave you holding the bag. They negotiate on your behalf with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to meet with them face-to-face. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and look at their reviews. These are the guys that do it right. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a complete refund, because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters southbound, the crash is south of 123. That's why we're sitting in the backups there. Northbound, still seeing some of that volume just emerge onto the Beltway. Beltway slowdowns in Annandale, again, north of the toll road toward the American Legion Bridge. 66, a little bit better than normal, pushing through Centerville and Fair Oaks. Heavy now each direction through Falls Church and eastbound over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Northbound 95, the incident in Lorton now cleared over to the shoulder, just trying to recover through that stretch. Heavy in Landmark on 395 and over the 14th Street Bridge. Outer loop of the Maryland Beltway, the crash had been near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That was cleared. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clouds as the day rolls on, but limited in terms of rainfall. Isolated showers, thunderstorms at about 91 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is 7:56.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life, and I'm coming to Wolf Trap to talk about seven things I have learned. I tell stories and talk about how we put our radio show together. I give a kind of live onstage demonstration of how the radio show works. I play clips. I play rare videos. I play things that were never on the radio and never will be. It'll be a little bit like listening to This American Life, except you'll see sound coming out of my actual, you know, face. That's Saturday, August 20th. Tickets at wolftrap.org.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Tucker Carlson is back from the conventions, and we'll get his take on the next 99 days.
And we'll talk about the dropping of all the charges in the Freddie Gray matter with former Baltimore Police Chief Anthony Batts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.